You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, October 18th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 6%. That's how much shares of Alcoa rallied on Thursday. The aluminum maker's stock gained after it reported third-quarter earnings. That was despite Alcoa's profits coming in below Wall Street's estimates. The company also shared a gloomy forecast. It predicted a decline in aluminum demand this year as manufacturing activity slows down worldwide. So why did the stock rally? In short, it was cheap. Even after Thursday's rally, it's down 24% for the year. The next number up is 32. That's the number of days that General Motors workers have been on strike. This has been the longest strike since 1970. Now it could soon be over. The United Auto Workers Union reached a preliminary deal with company management this week. That means the automaker's nearly 49,000 employees could go back to work sometime within the next few weeks, depending on when the union's members approve a deal. Shareholders didn't seem to think the deal was a win, though. GM stock was only up around 0.1% on the news. Our last number is 12%. That's how far Teva Pharmaceutical Industries stock rallied on Thursday. Shares rose on reports that the drug maker is working on settling some of the opioid cases against it. Reports circulated Thursday that Teva is offering more than $10 billion worth of free generic drugs to a group of state attorneys general. The state officials are suing Teva and other drug makers in connection with America's opioid crisis. The negotiations come shortly before the first major federal trial over the opioid crisis. Opening arguments in that case are scheduled for Monday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, October 18th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. And one more thing. Barron's Big Money poll is coming up, and we would love to hear your take on markets, politics, and the economy. Visit barrons.com/big-money-survey to take part.